There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hello and good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome into Follow the Money. Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray in for Mitch and Pauly today. I know you were holding down the fort with Sean King yesterday. He and the family were both sick. You might get sick of me at the end of the next 3 hours, but you will go home healthy.
Never possible.
So you got that going for you. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be joined by you. This is a different role. I'm sitting in the wrong seat, so I've got cords all over me.
You're all confused.
I'm discombobulated. It's not because of the early morning hour. It's because I'm just sitting in the wrong seat. I'm a creature of habit. But no, fired up, and hopefully things go better than my Wake Forest bet last night. So,
Did have New Mexico come through for you yes. in that Boise State game.
So yeah, if you're getting up early on the East Coast, you probably did not stay up late. You should enjoy Mountain West hoops in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
And here we are. It's that time of year. We're getting close to March. So. New Mexico, I went back and forth. It was one of those days yesterday, Stormy, where when we had In Pocket, I was going back and forth. I had a couple other thoughts. You know, ultimately, we have a picks site at VSiN, VSiN.com/picks, where I added another pick to it, which, of course, hit, and I didn't give it out In Pocket, so that's just the way it goes. But I had New Mexico last night, and New Mexico covered a good chunk of this game, but late in the game, they were on the wrong side. And you're Fallon, and all this is unfolding here. Boise State, Marcus Shaver, my hero, who entered yesterday, Stormy, as a 77% free throw shooter, went 1 of 7 from the line last night, including missing his last 4 free throw attempts. And we actually had the game on in studio. They were doing the replay of this game. I'm like, Stormy, you got to watch the end of this game. Because I had just recorded the college basketball betting podcast with humans, and I'm sitting there, I'm kind of grumpy because Wake Forest didn't give me a chance last night, and I'm watching, I'm like, oh great, here comes another loss. And sure enough, New Mexico down 82-74, Stormy, clumsily comes down the court. KJ Jenkins almost trips and falls, regathers himself, kicks to Donovan Dent, and as you would know it, bottoms. 82-77, very important to some. Broncos win, Lobos cover. So hopefully the good fortune of how last night closed leads us into a good day today. So that was the last thing I saw before going to bed, which made me a little happy.
It was an outstanding end to the game if you had New Mexico. And we just watched, like
horrific
you said, that last play. Yes, exactly.
Horrific.
Bad beats, which we will get into plenty of those and win some, lose some in a little bit. Also on the program today in about 45 minutes, Nigel Seeley is going to join us, VSiN pro contributor, soccer handicapper, very big weekend in football coming up. Then at 8:30, Paul Paul Stone, college football handicapper, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Yes, we are talking college football in February.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not about the draft this time either. Hour three, we'll have Eric Eager get into some NFL, VP of Research and Development at Sumer Sports, and Keith Smith also in hour three, talk some NBA. We are back from the All-Star break officially tonight with a full slate of 9 games ahead. I've also got an XFL preview for you, ladies and gentlemen. Week 2 of the XFL coming
at us. Are we
going to
do the segment Stormy Explains the XFL?
Sure.
Because there are certain aspects, which I think are actually pretty cool from what I picked up from this weekend. But I need the expert to tell everyone, wait, you can go for 3 points?
Yes.
Wait, you don't have to actually onsides kick it. You could do something different. So I'm going to throw in a Stormy Explains the NFL. Real quickly, though, back to Paul Stone, who I love and always joins Mitch and Paul during the football season. He reached out via text yesterday and was like, hey, I'm in Louisiana and didn't know there would be college football game of the year lines out. So you want me to come on and talk about it? I'm like, yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
<please.
laughs> Paul Stone, never too early. February 23rd, Stormy, he reached out and said, made a couple college football bets, and obviously, at what point do you start doing your college football prep for the upcoming year? You probably don't even know your crew, what your beat's going to be, because 2 years ago, actually last year, I texted you, because I'm a crazy person, I predicted your first 3 games when the time slots
yes.
came out, and you were on a completely different
you
beat
got
than you
week
were.
One,
I got
right.
week one, which was...
It was... Oregon State, Boise State.
You had a stretch where you were like either at BYU or Corvallis
yes.
or Salt Lake City, each and every like 10:30 Eastern kickoff. I'm like, oh, there's Stormy.
Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't know, while I host a show here at VSiN, newly moving to the Lombardi Line, by
yes.
the way, starting next Monday. Very excited about that. That'll be awesome. Hooking up with Michael Lombardi 5 days a week. But I am also an ESPN college football and XFL reporter now. And 2 years ago, or I guess the 2020 season, because they did not have like the Pac-12 or any West Coast football
right.
that started until like November, mm-hmm. I was just assigned like 6 straight BYU games.
You're can we get Zach Wilson on the show? I feel like
yeah.
you're besties with Zach Wilson by now.
We got along great, and I feel bad because I was pumping the tires, something fierce, and I was on the bandwagon like crazy. And then the year after that, I was essentially all West Coast because I live here in Vegas. I did a ton of Pac-12 games, and then last year I just got shipped all over the country.
You were all over the place.
I was doing the American, I was doing the ACC, I was doing like wherever they sent me, I went. So we'll see if there's any rhyme or reason to my schedule this year. But hey, I want to go back to some college basketball
yeah.
because there were some crazy results last night. You mentioned your loss with Wake Forest. I lost from essentially start to finish last night, laying 9.5 with Virginia at Boston College. They lose straight up 63-48. Total stays under 125. But this was just so ugly in so many ways, Tim, when I went into this game with the thought process that because they had had so many narrow victories against lackluster teams, you look at the win over Duke, over Louisville, over Notre Dame,
yep.
games that they're big favorites in that they should have.
Well, the Duke game, they should have had no business covering. They get the cover, right? Because of the missed whistle, missed foul on Filipowski that doesn't bring him to the line. They go to overtime. They get the cover. Overtime, of course, is where dogs go to die. And then, as you hit on, right, they followed it up by playing the worst Power 5 team in all of college basketball, Louisville, on the road as a 19-point favorite. They win by 3. Then they come back home over the weekend. Actually, there was some momentum for Notre Dame to cover this game, Stormy. Mm-hmm. I think open 14.5, close 13. They win by 2, and Notre Dame actually had a chance to win that game. And then, as you alluded to last night, they go to Boston College. And what a, you know, you could look at it two ways. You could say, man, Earl Grant has got things going there, which is fair for Boston College. But if you're Virginia, you have no business.
No.
Let alone losing this game, Stormy, in the fashion that they did, losing by 15. And, you know, I tweeted this out. I mean, Virginia, you look at those three teams entering that game, Louisville 278 in KenPom, Notre Dame 171. and Boston College, 199. And then on the flip side, you look at what Virginia has done in their KenPom rating since just looking at all those three games, Stormy. They entered the Duke game ranked 14th, stayed 14th, dropped three spots to the Notre Dame game, dropped six spots heading into the Boston College game, and then because of last night's performance, they dropped from 23 to 34 in the KenPom ratings. And here's the crazy part. Heading into Saturday against UNC, which is a absolutely must-win situation for UNC, who has zero quad one wins, they're going to probably be an underdog on the road at North Carolina, who has been the biggest disappointment in all of college basketball this year. The ACC, folks, is not very good this year.
No, it's all Big 12. It's just all Big 12. But
the ACC, Stormy, is rated behind the Mountain West this year. That's not an opinion. I'm not saying I think the ACC is worse than the Mountain West. It is a factual statement per the KenPom ratings. They are behind the Mountain West Conference in 2023.
Stamp repeat. That is insane to even hear out loud.
And don't worry, I had Virginia. I threw them in there into a, you know, a little money line parlay and what could go wrong situation, because I knew UConn was going to win. I didn't really want to lay the 7.5. I laid 4 in the first half, which is kind of a miraculous cover. I'm like, 7.5. I'll throw some other pieces in here to make sure. It's what I get. It's what I get. You know, got too cute. That's what I always say.
I thought at least like Virginia's defense would stand tall, but allowed Boston College to shoot 52% from the floor. They were plus 14 in the paint. They got to the paint against this nationally like stout defense. Also, crazy game in Columbia, South Carolina last night between the Gamecocks and the number 2 team in the country in the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama barely pulling off the win in overtime despite being a 17.5-point favorite. And this is a game that yesterday on VSiN Final Countdown, I talked a lot about as either like you take the points or you avoid it altogether because of what's going on with the off-the-court issues with Alabama and with their freshman star, Brandon Miller. And then for all of the outside noise affecting seemingly everyone else on the team and the crowd and the way that like things are happening, he ends up having a 41-point day, a record for an Alabama freshman. And I just don't even understand how he's on the court, period. Personally, that's my opinion, but it's not betting related, but that's how I feel about it. It's just such a strange situation. Anyways, final score 78-76.
Yeah, a lot to get to, and I know we got to hit a break here, but it is the whole situation, it's not going away. And, you know, you got to think about long term, what is the lasting impact on Alabama? Brandon Miller, very much involved in a shooting death of a woman, a mother. And but he was phenomenal last night, but nowhere near covering. And you have to wonder if that's going to be kind of the how this thing rolls here as the season goes.
We have Win Some, Lose Some coming up. We will dive into that a lot deeper. Reminder, everybody, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for all things hoops and hockey this season. We've got the Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Saturday hockey same game parlay bet and get, the weekly pro basketball bet and get, and a whole lot more. BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, sports fans, remember, just because the NFL season has come to an end doesn't mean there's not a ton of action out there, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for it all. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. You can join them each week for new promotions like the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get. They've got the weekly Pro Basketball Bet and Get and a whole lot more. Again, BetRivers.com, or you can download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray in for Mitch Moss and Polly Howard, getting some well-deserved vacation.
Nailed it, by the way.
Super Bowl.
Nailed it.
Thank you. I'm learning how to read pieces of paper much better these days. There is a big soccer weekend, though, coming up in the Premier League. So to help us break it all down, we'll bring a good friend of the show, Nigel Seeley. You can catch a lot of his work as a VSiN Pro contributor, soccer handicapper on Twitter, at Seeley_Nigel. Welcome in, Nigel. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Good morning. Very nice to see you there smiling at the other camera rather than Paulie Howard, I must admit. So that's made my day already.
See, I'm surprised you say that. People get us mixed up a lot. We look pretty similar,
that is true.
I thought.
No comment on that.
Well, excited to have you on and get into what's going to be a very busy and exciting Saturday and Sunday. Take us through the action in the Premier League. And obviously, you've been hot lately. So what you're looking at from an odd standpoint?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a very, very exciting week in the Premier League. There's not many fixtures this week. It's not a full card because there's a cup final in England, which we'll come on to a little bit later. I'll explain a little bit about that. So there's four teams that are not playing this week on the card. So it's sort of a limited amount of matches on in the Premier League this weekend. But it doesn't mean the quality isn't there. There's a lot of quality there, a lot of good games to be had. We have a very exciting title race over in England this year in the Premier League. Usually, one or two teams have it dominated, and it's usually very, very one-sided. But this year, we have a really, really exciting race to the title with a few months to go between Manchester City and Arsenal. And both of them are in action this weekend, and I have a play in both of those games. So let's start with Manchester City, who travelled to probably the weakest team in the Premier League on their spend and their roster, and that is Bournemouth. Manchester City are the biggest spenders in world soccer. And if you look at the spend on the two players, one team is in the billions and the other team probably, if you added all the transfer costs, probably cost about £20 million, which is a lot of money, but it's not going to be able to compete against Manchester City this week. Manchester City have had two indifferent performances in European Champions League last night. They drew 1-1 with Leipzig in Germany. And at the weekend in the Premier League, they drew 1-1 with a team in the bottom half of the table, Nottingham Forest. It wasn't a good performance by Manchester City, but the one thing that Manchester City do whenever they have a bad performance is they bounce back, and they bounce back well. They're proven winners. They've won so many competitions in England in the Cups and in our domestic league. And I know they know how to bounce back. They're winners. They're a very low favourite on the road here, about minus $4. I think you can get about minus three with some books. I never like betting teams at minus three or minus $4 on the road. I think I don't like betting them at home either. But on the road, I think it's quite difficult. Yep. But the bet I like here is I like them to cover the 1.5 goal handicap. I think they'll win by more than two goals. They played Bournemouth earlier on in the season and they won 4-0. So they won that cover that easier. And in the history of this fixture, Bournemouth have never beaten Manchester City ever. In over sort of 30-40 matches that these two sides have played. So a very, very heavy favourite, but I think Man City cover that. Leicester-Arsenal is the next game I want to talk about. Arsenal obviously involved in Manchester City for the race at the top of the Premier League title. Leicester are a side struggling in the mid-table. But one thing that Arsenal are doing, they're conceding goals. In their last six Premier League games, or last six games, they've conceded a goal. Leicester concede loads of goals. They've conceded 36 goals this season in the Premier League, which is the highest in the Premier League. but they're the top goal scorers in the bottom half of the table. So offensively, they're very, very good. Defensively, they're about as much use as a chocolate kettle. So I think there's goals in this game. I would expect both teams to score. I think you're going to be a very exciting game if you can catch that match. Both teams to score, yes, is minus 130, and that's the bet for me. And my final bet in the Premier League is Everton against Aston Villa. Everton are a side languishing towards the bottom of the Premier League. They're a club in England with huge history. They've won league titles, cup competitions, and European titles in the past, but they're a side that are languishing towards the bottom of the table. They're not having a great season. They've got a new manager, and bettors want to get with teams when they have a new manager. They expect a change in fortunes. But Everton have only won two of their last 12 matches. They've lost nine of them as well. And Aston Villa, although they've lost their last three games, the opposition has been strong. They've lost to Leicester, they've lost to Arsenal, and they've lost to Manchester City. Prior to that, they won three on the road. And I think Aston Villa here are a bit underrated by the books. I want the draw as an insurance. I want the tie as some insurance. So I'm going to go for Aston Villa, draw no bet this week at plus money, 105 against an Everton side that I think are being massively overrated by the bookmakers.
We're talking to Nigel Seeley. He joins the guys each and every week. You can follow him on Twitter at Seeley underscore Nigel. He's a VSiN contributor, soccer handicapper, as he just went through the Premier League on Saturday. But you were talking to us a little bit, Nigel, during the break about, you know, the unique event that is going on Sunday. Wembley Stadium said it's a hot ticket in town over there, a cup final. So we have Man U and Newcastle. So let people know what this, you know, event is on Sunday and why it's so unique. And then secondly, is there something that you like? Is there actionable things in this cup final on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, over here in England, we have a league competition, and obviously the teams that win the league win the Premier League, and the teams that finish in the bottom three get relegated to a lower league, and the teams move up. Not at all like your system where you have a franchise. We have lower leagues and lower leagues where people move up the ladder. But also we have cup competitions, so all the teams in all the different leagues get drawn in a cup competition. And they get the final is a prestigious game again at Wembley Stadium. And we've got our League Cup final this weekend, which involves two very, very high-profile teams in this country. Manchester United, probably one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in world soccer, against Newcastle United, a team with a passionate fan base, a team that for years and years and years, the last 10 years, haven't had any success really whatsoever. But now they're really doing well. And they've made a final. The last time Newcastle won a domestic trophy in England was 67 years ago. So it's been a very, very long time. And they're a very hugely popular team with their supporters. So the ticket is going for crazy money. A bit like your Super Bowl tickets that you have over there. I'm very lucky to have my own two seats at Wembley. And I've been inundated with calls and asked questions for people. But I promised them to a friend of mine months and months ago if Manchester United got this. So he's going on my behalf. But this game is quite interesting because Manchester United have a really big game tonight, a huge game this evening. And they play Barcelona, the Spanish giants, at Old Trafford at home in the Europa League. Now, to play Barcelona on a Thursday and then play at Wembley in a cup final on a Sunday is not ideal preparation. You don't want that kind of rest. You want to work your tactics. You want a week before the big game. That's a very, very short window in a high-intensity game against Barcelona, which is a huge match this evening. So that's not ideal for Manchester United. But on the flip side for that, you would think that would be advantage for Newcastle. But on the flip side for that, Newcastle last weekend against Liverpool, their goalkeeper was sent off. He was dismissed from the pitch for handball. He handled the ball outside the area, and he was shown a red card. Now, that means the goalkeeper is suspended for this cup final, so he cannot play. The second-choice goalkeeper is not eligible because he's already played in this competition for another team, so they have to go down to their third-choice goalkeeper. So however much you might look at the fixture backlog for Manchester United and look at negatives for that, you've also got to look at the fixture backlog. So you look at the suspension for the goalkeeper for Newcastle. So I think it cancels out. I think from a purist point of view, I don't expect it to be that much of an exciting cup final because Manchester United need a cup win to get they're a club that haven't been in the top echelons of English football for a few years, and they want to win a cup competition for their new manager. And Newcastle, as I said, going that long time, 67 years without a trophy, I think nerves are going to be important, play a big factor here. So I think this is going to be a very, very close game. Newcastle are probably one of the best defence in the Premier League. Manchester United have a goal-scoring Marcus Rashford, who's on fire scoring goals every week. But I think they're going to cancel each other out. I think if you're looking for a neutral bet here and you want some action on the cup final on Sunday afternoon, I think you've got to go under 2.5 goals. Cup finals aren't usually traditionally the most exciting matches because nerves play a big part. And I think these two sides, for differing reasons, they both got their distractions. They both come in it in a bit of a cloud. But most importantly, it's a big, big match for both of them to get some silverware after a long time without silverware. So I'm going to go for a lean towards under 2.5 goals in the cup final between Manchester United and Newcastle at Wembley on Sunday.
The under there, a short turnaround for Man U and nerves there for Newcastle. Love the perspective. You are awesome, Nigel. I'm very big of you to give up your seats. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Take care.
Nigel Seeley again at Seeley_Nigel. When we come back here on Follow the Money for hour two, getting back to the other football.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray in for the guys on today's Thursday edition of Follow the Money. Remember, as football season comes to a close, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for all things hoops and hockey. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. You can join them each week for new promotions like the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get, weekly pro basketball bet and get, and more. Check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Excited to welcome into the program Eric Eager, VP of Research and Development over at Sumer Sports, at Eric_Eager. Welcome in. Very important question off the top. Do we know any word Aaron Rodgers come out of the darkness yet? What's up?
Was it like Groundhog Day? Like, I don't know. Like, what kind of like cultural reference do we make for this guy? He's kind of like a one in a million chance. Like, I don't know. I think my guy has been just playing in a town of 90,000 people for far too long. I think he just needs to escape. And I tend to think that he's going to leave and go to the Big Apple, and maybe he'll regret it, but it'll certainly be a spectacle.
Well, I think a natural follow-up to that is, okay, so then you are under the belief that the Jets are completely waiting then to see what the trade options would be for Aaron Rodgers. And even though they think Derek Carr could Hall of Famer on the first ballot and take them to a Super Bowl, they're still going to hold out for Aaron.
I think you have to, right? I mean, this sort of song and dance has been done before with like kind of mid-tier quarterbacks. And I know Carr has had his moments before, but you look at a guy who's played in one playoff game in his career, he's kind of firmly in that like Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill kind of group. And that, you know, I know that there's a like a urge to just try to get to average a quarterback if you're a team like the Jets, but you know, that would be kind of trying to win the 2022 season. They have to try to win the 2023 season, which is going to have injuries on the defensive side, which is going to have, you know, regression by Garrett Wilson and stuff. And you need a quarterback that's going to be able to overcome that. So if they're smart, I think they're going to shoot for the moon with Rodgers. And look, it could be spectacularly bad. Like it could be an absolute train wreck. But I think if he could, you know, his numbers last season were a lot like Tom Brady's numbers the year before Tom Brady left New England for Tampa Bay. So there is, I think, some precedent for just going for it. And, you know, if you're in the AFC East, you're not winning with a quarterback that can't really touch Josh Allen, right? So I think they have to go after Rodgers, and I think that's probably what they're waiting out for over the next few weeks.
Chat once again with Eric Eager at Eric_Eager on Twitter from Sumer Sports. Make sure to follow all their work there. And that leads me into Derek Carr, right? And you put out some interesting numbers regarding how he's played in inclement weather. If you go to New York, look, you're playing in Buffalo. You're playing every home game at MetLife Stadium where it could get cold in November, December, and January. And then also you're going to Foxborough, depending on, you know, when that game ultimately is. So when you look at Derek Carr, and I've made the point all week here on the show, Eric, Carolina, New Orleans, those type of spots make a ton more sense. You know, if you're Derek Carr and you're advising him, what is the best situation for him, in your opinion?
Yeah, you have to go somewhere where the competition isn't as stiff, right? So you talk about the NFC South with New Orleans. Now, I don't know if New Orleans has the money, and I don't know, like, they always seem to just kick the can down the road. But Carolina, you know, sitting there with pick number 9, I know that there is some, you know, scuttle that they'll move up and get one of the top quarterbacks with the trade. But when you look at them, like, they could very well be the Detroit Lions of the 2023 season, where you have an easier schedule. You have a team full of solid players, DJ Moore, Brian Burns, JC Horn, guys like that. And you insert kind of just a Jared Goff type quarterback there, and you can have success. And you look at their coaching staff, Frank Reich's terrific. Ejiro Evero, the defensive coordinator that came over from Denver. Everybody thinks about Denver as a disaster last year, but their defense was really good. And so I think, you know, if Carr wants to win, Carolina is probably his best choice. I just wonder, you know, if you look at Frank Reich's history in Indianapolis, it's, you know, it's Phillip Rivers, it's Carson Wentz, it's Matt Ryan. And like, that kind of was what got him fired. So does he really want to go back with a retread kind of mid-tier quarterback, or does he want to just draft and develop a guy for the first time in his career? I think that they're going to probably go for the latter as opposed to Carr. But if you're Carr, you want to go somewhere in the NFC mm-hmm. where you're going to have an opportunity to make the playoffs, because the AFC is just too stacked. And there's just a bunch of quarterbacks that outpace him, especially relative to what he costs.
Yeah, you want to go to the NFC. And I mean, particularly, even if it's not Carolina, maybe the NFC South, because that is a division that's so winnable, and three of at least the four teams are very quarterback needy, hence why the Saints are 3-1, Bucks plus 450, and Panthers 5-1 to earn Carr's services. I just feel like Derek Carr gets a bad rap for being like this particularly mediocre quarterback when he's had a really bad defense for essentially his entire career. I think that he's overcome a lot of just like, I mean, 6 head coaches, all of the off the field stuff that's been there. Granted, I know like still need to win a playoff game here, but I think that whoever does end up getting Derek Carr does ultimately like move up a significant bit with his services.
Yeah, I maybe disagree only because I think once the quarterback makes that much money, it cascades down the roster, right? So like so yes, I do agree that like he has had bad circumstances. I do wonder if his salary is what creates those circumstances, because you're not able to afford a great defense, and then everything is on the back of the draft. Now, the Raiders have had, to your point, just catastrophically bad drafts. Damon Arnett, Henry Ruggs, you know, Alex Leatherwood. I'm just thinking about all of those. And then, of course, like he was really good with John Gruden. And that's like the part of, obviously, we don't want to talk about because of the emails and everything that was so bad about his character. But John Gruden and Derek Carr were starting to build something great. And then he leaves mm-hmm. and everybody thought McDaniel was an upgrade, and he really wasn't. And so I get what you're saying. I just think relative to price, it's just so hard for a guy like Derek Carr to add value, because he's going to cost in the area of 30 to 40 million. And, you know, when you only make 6 million less than Patrick Mahomes, but you're way worse than 6 million mm-hmm. worse than him, it's just hard to compete.
That's a very fair argument. And then it just reinforces the fact that Daniel Jones, you're not getting $45 million a year, buddy. It's just not happening.
I agree with you. I think that's it's so hard. You know, and with Jones, like you're seeing incremental improvement, but every year, and, you know, he's tough as nails. I think he, you know, runs the ball really well, but you're the Giants. You got two top picks. Your 2018 top picks, Saquon Barkley and him, are both up for contracts. And the problem is obviously you can't keep both. I think analytics would say keep the quarterback, but the quarterback isn't good enough to warrant the $45 million exclusive tag is just way too much. Again, Patrick Mahomes makes $46 million APY. You're telling me Daniel Jones is going to give you a value making $1 million less than that? It just seems bad on its face. But if you're the Giants, you're like, well, we just got to the playoffs, and now you're going to ask us to reset. It kind of feels similar to where Buffalo was in 2018 when they decided to leave, you know, let Tyrod Taylor go after a playoff appearance and move on with Josh Allen in the draft. And that ended up okay. I think a lot of teams are scared of that, though.
We're chatting once again with our good friend Eric Eager. Follow him on Twitter at @EricEager_. Eric, you know Kansas City quite well. You do a lot of radio there in the Kansas City market. Washington, my hometown, brings in Eric Bieniemy. He'll be introduced to the media later on this morning. What do you envision
Bieniemy bringing to the Commanders? You know, this week is kind of been odd, right? You've seen LeSean McCoy come out and be negative, but then others have been positive. So Eric Bieniemy to Washington, how does this play out? And is this ultimately the right move for Bieniemy career-wise?
Well, it is the right move for Bieniemy career-wise because, you know, the hard part about coaching, you look at Jonathan Gannon, you look at Shane Steichen, two guys whose teams elevated themselves substantially. That was their platform year. They get jobs. Bieniemy's platform year was 2018, and Mahomes becomes MVP, and he doesn't get a head coaching job. And then for the next few years, he's just like treading water. I think Washington gives him the opportunity, you know, with a young quarterback, really solid receiving core. Like Jahan mm-hmm. Dotson was fabulous last year when he was healthy. Terry McLaurin is great as well. You have the Brian Robinson at running back. I believe Antonio Gibson will be back as well. Like you have weapons there, a decent offensive line. I think Bieniemy can have some success. He does coach people hard, which is why, you know, some guys come out afterwards and say they don't like him. There's a lot of rumors that he at times sparred with Patrick Mahomes, which was, you know, one of the, you know, things that maybe was beneath the surface there. He was Adrian Peterson's running back coach when he won the MVP. So he's like he's coached really superstar talented players. I think the question is, and like this kind of gets to one of the thorny issues here, is running backs coaches and running backs in the NFL have always struggled as play callers in the NFL mm-hmm. empirically. And so the question becomes like, can he overcome that? Now he's been with Reed for half a decade. So I'm assuming a lot of that has rubbed off on him. I would say that he'll have some success. The question is how well can Sam Howell, you know, really play? And that's the question for Washington that is basically bigger than any other question that they have.
Yeah, and you look at that division, you got Philadelphia, they're not going anywhere. Dallas, there's always questions. We just mentioned, you know, New York as well. And I think that's kind of the underrated factor, here, because we only have a minute, is there is a lot of pieces on this offense. And if you get the right, you know, person kind of puppeteer there, and if Eric Bieniemy is that guy, I think Washington has the potential to, you know, be a playoff team in 2023.
Oh, absolutely. And you look even at Philadelphia, who's an absolute house, but they have like 20 free agents and they can't keep all of them. So they're going to probably have that Super Bowl loser regression that you see there. Dallas is, as you said, up and down. They lose Kellen Moore, who I think is actually a fairly, you know, important piece for them. I think that they could be a playoff team. If they put their win total at anything under eight in the marketplace, I think it's an auto over, I think, for anybody who wants to bet that.
Hey, Eric, really awesome stuff. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and have a good one, everybody.
You too. Eric Eager, great stuff over there at Sumer Sports. Again, follow him at Eric Eager _. And it's so, this offseason is just going to be so interesting what teams ultimately do, how they come out. I feel like I didn't think last year's offseason could be topped, but it just might be.
It's only February 23rd. We've had all of this shenanigans going on.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Rolling along here on a Thursday morning, Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray live from Circa Resort and Casino, holding down the fort for the guys, getting some well-deserved time off after the Super Bowl. I need to work that into my contract, by the way. Genius.
You just decided to add more work, working the XFL.
I'm one
traveling
of those.
Across the country, you know.
I don't know why I do this to myself. I'm one of those. As the All-Star break, though, comes to a close, we have Hoops back on our screen today in the association to help us talk over what to expect here in the quote-unquote second half of the season. Keith Smith, the NBA front office show contributor to SpotTrackCelticsBlog.com. Keith, welcome in, and congrats to your BC Eagles on the upset last night. I know you tweeted, if only these things translated to non-ranked opponents as well, but it's coming. I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Anything can happen in the ACHC tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Being an NBA guy, I don't get to do too much college basketball. So it's the All-Star break and then the conference tournaments, because those are on during the day. So I'm super excited to see if my Eagles can make a little run here. But they're figuring it out. They're getting better. So we'll be back in the tourney eventually.
Absolutely. As we turn the page to the NBA, though, and the Boston Celtics, who are the favorite to win it all, the belle of the ball, it seems like the Eastern Conference specifically, really a two-horse race with the Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks. Ideally for the Bucks, Giannis ends up being okay, and that wrist is fine. But is that the way that you see the Eastern Conference, or is there another kind of darling that could work their way up here?
Yeah, I think with all due respect to Philadelphia and Cleveland and maybe Miami, they're always kind of lurking there. I think these Celtics and the Bucks are the class of not only the East, I think they're the class of the entire league. I think they're the two best teams in the NBA. I think, Denver's played well, but they've got to prove that they can get it done in the postseason. The Bucks have done that. The Celtics have done that. So I think those two teams are really, poised here to make a big run. But as you mentioned, with Giannis and the wrist, it's going to, because there's no dominant, overwhelming favorite this year, I think matchups and health are going to matter more than ever in these playoffs.
We're talking once again to Keith Smith. You can follow him on Twitter, @KeithSmithNBA. Keith, it's kind of like we joked about Colorado and college football, how we're talking about a 1-11 football team. I mean, we talk so much about the Los Angeles Lakers, who are currently in 14th place in the Western Conference, but they're back on the floor tonight. They play the Warriors. We did get a glimpse, even though LeBron wasn't on the floor with them, of the new-look Lakers. So a couple games out of the play-in tournament, what are your expectations of this Lakers team, and do you believe ultimately they can win enough games, and they're only two games back right now, to get into the play-in tournament here?
I think they can get into the play-in tournament. I don't know that they're going to get into that top six in the assured playoffs. I know everybody likes to say, they're only three games out or whatever, but that misses a couple key points of context for me. Is one, we're down only about 20, 25 games left for most of these teams. So when you're in that kind of window, that's not a lot of time to make up 3- and 4-game deficits. The other thing is they're 13th in the conference. They've got to jump six other teams just to get up to six. So that's probably not going to happen either. But play-in tournament, yeah, I think Utah and Oklahoma City both made the trades at the trade deadline that signal they're probably more moving towards development the rest of the season and those kind of things. And then that means just you got to overtake the Portland Trailblazers, and they've been wildly inconsistent. So I think the Lakers still have a chance to get into the play-in tournament, and then you kind of go from there and see what happens.
Keith, when the news came down that Kevin Durant was going to join the Phoenix Suns, the market moved instantly, and the Suns became the favorite in the West and the second shortest shot to win the whole thing. In your mind, does his addition move him that dramatically, or is there another team in the West that really stood out to you?
I think it does, but I think the key for Phoenix is obviously Kevin Durant needs to be healthy. Seems like there's something every year. Now, maybe he's already gone through that. He's going to return here, it sounds like, in about a week or so. And then Chris Paul always seems to have something happen when we get late into the season or sometimes even into the postseason. So if those two guys are healthy, they've got all the pieces to make a big run. But Denver is going to be tough. Phoenix has made their path somewhat hard. They're going to probably have to go to Denver, maybe to Memphis. We'll see what that looks like. Those are two teams that play really well at home, so we'll see what that looks like there for the Suns on the road. But they gave themselves a chance, and it's a better chance than the one that they had, you know, a couple weeks ago before trading for Kevin Durant.
We're talking once again to Keith Smith, at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. Golden State, they get news that Steph Curry is going to be reevaluated here in I think a week or so. Mm-hmm. So still going to be out. You know, it's a big what if, right? When you look at this team, Keith, where they sit in the standings, sitting at eighth. But if they could pull it all together, if they can get healthy, I think there's a lot of people that believe, okay, they can make a run and return to the NBA Finals. How worried are you, though, overall, just with the uncertainty of Steph? Can you see yourself backing the Warriors, knowing that there is this massive question mark regarding their superstar and Steph Curry?
Yeah, let me come back on your show in a couple weeks and see how it's been, right? It's you know, if they're missing him, they're not. They might still be a playoff team, but they're not going to go, you know, any further than the first round, and that's if they even win in the play-in tournament. He is the guy who really makes them a special team and drives everything for the Warriors. So I think the challenge becomes, if you're Golden State, is you have made your path extremely difficult because, again, another team maybe getting into that top six, maybe, and that's got to be their goal, right? You have to be pushing that. They just announced yesterday Klay Thompson's going to play back-to-backs the rest of the way. So they're hopefully going to be more healthy here as soon as they get Steph back. But they've got to win. They can't afford any more of these, we're just going to throw these couple games away. That's plagued them all year. And what that's done is the play-in tournament, as the Warriors know from a couple years ago, it's a kind of scary place because it's the closest thing we have to the NCAA tournament in the NBA as far as a pseudo single elimination place. So you have a bad shooting night or a bad defensive night, all of a sudden your season's over and you're going home. So they got to figure that out. But even from there, then you're going to be on the road for every single series you play. You're going to be playing all the best teams. That starts to become a major challenge. So that's something that I think we're going to have to really see the Warriors kind of come together here, push up the standings a little bit, try to avoid that play and give themselves just a slightly easier path moving forward. And they've still got the ability because that Western Conference is so compact.
Keith Smith, NBA insider and writer. Make sure you check out the NBA front office show. And a team that I was really excited about recently, Keith, in the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm not so sure I'm excited about them anymore with the addition of Russell Westbrook. Can you talk me off a ledge a little bit? Why could he be a good addition? And do you actually believe it?
Yeah, you know, we all like to say, you know, well, if Russ comes in and does this, and this, and there things that 15 years into his career he's never done, and I don't know why.
Exactly. Yes.
Happened. You know, I think it was Zach Lowe had a great stat the other day about how he set a career high with on-ball screens this season, and it's like one per game. So that's a problem, right? So now, on the good news, the Clippers are a very perimeter-based team. They don't get into the lane very much. They don't have a lot of off-the-dribble creation. Those are things Russell Westbrook can bring to them. He'll push pace. He'll push tempo. But the reality is, unless they're going to go to that five-out grouping with probably Marcus Morris or Nick Batum playing the five, you can't play Russ on the floor with Mason Plumlee and with Ivica Zubac because you're just not going to have enough shooting. It gives the defense too many places to help off of, and it'll be a challenge. So I want to believe it might work out, but it's kind of getting to be that old Arrested Development meme where it's, you know, well, it never worked out for those people, but maybe it'll work out for us. Like, it feels like we're kind of living in that world.
That's the perfect way to put it.
You know, Keith, when you look at Memphis and, you know, it's funny because I thought, you know, last year when they make the run, this is going to be the team that everyone's going to be behind. It almost feels like now, even though they're sitting there second in the Western Conference, people are finding ways to discredit them a little bit. Can we trust this Memphis team heading into, you know, the stretch run here and the postseason, sitting there at second? But, you know, if they ultimately go up against Golden State, which I'm sure TV execs would love in a first round matchup, and Steph is healthy, that's quite the challenge that they would have to face if that were to be the way it played out.
Yeah, especially after playing in last year's
right.
playoffs, where it kind of went the other way with John Morant. I think the Grizzlies, the way I've been thinking about them is they've become that team where everybody loved them the last couple of years because they were shiny, they were new, they were fun, they were young, and everybody's like, oh, man, this team, you know, they're young and they're brash and they're talking trash to LeBron and, you know, this is awesome. And now we're in year three of it and everybody's like, nah, I'm over it. You're not fun. You're not, you know, new anymore. You haven't won anything. Why do you talk so much? And for me, I tend to still be the same way. They're still a young team that's going to, you know, do their thing. I think they had a really good addition at the trade deadline that a lot of people don't talk about in Luke Kennard, because they needed to get another knockdown shooter on that roster, especially on those nights when they're going to go a little smaller and they're going to maybe move Jaren Jackson Jr. over. So I think Memphis has a chance to be a, you know, tough team here down the stretch.
Keith, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Keith Smith, NBA insider and writer. Great stuff at Keith Smith NBA. When we come back, recapping the night in sports betting on the court and on the ice. Don't go anywhere.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.